Aliens from outer space are threatening to invade Earth, and everyone looks to Superman for help. But this time, something goes wrong, and Superman is defeated. If the Man of Steel cannot save Earth, what is going to happen? Superman, Double Trouble. One Tuesday afternoon in mid-July, reporters and photographers crowded to the windows of the Daily Planet to look up at the sky. Five strange ships floated overhead. Four small, round, flying saucers, and a larger one, a mothership. They made no sound as they hovered, giving no clue at all as to what they were, where they came from, or what they wanted. Down below, Lois Lane and Jimmy Olsen strolled out of the Daily Planet building on their way to lunch. They'd been in the lift and hadn't heard the excitement. As they went into the street, however, Jimmy stopped in his tracks.
Wow, look at that!
He said, pointing.
What a story!
Cried Lois as she looked up at the five ships. As she spoke, the ships suddenly started moving again. And a few minutes later, they came to rest above the Curac Consulate. Lois and Jimmy moved fast, but by the time they reached the spot, the police were there too. Lois's old friend, Police Inspector Bill Henderson, was standing at the entrance.
What do these flying saucers want, Bill?
Asked Lois.
I wish I knew.
He replied.
I must admit I'd feel a lot better if Superman would show up.
Just then, a strange metallic voice came from the mothership with a message of pure evil.
Attention, people of Earth. We are invaders from the planet Losendia. Your world has just 24 hours to surrender to us or die.
Then, the alien ships began to shoot laser beams at the city below. As people ran for cover, the question on everyone's lips was, why isn't Superman here? Lois and Jimmy raced back to the Daily Planet, where their boss, Perry White, had stopped the presses for their report. In the White House in Washington, the president picked up his phone.
These aliens must be stopped,
he said firmly.
If Superman can't help, we shall have to do it ourselves.
Minutes later, fighter jets began to take off for Metropolis. As soon as the pilots reached the alien ships, they began firing. But a protective force field around the strange ships kept the missiles from finding their targets.
Foolish Earthlings, you cannot defeat us!
Boomed the voice from the mother ship.
Our advanced technology keeps us from harm. Now you have only 20 hours to surrender.
And once more, people began to ask, where is Superman? Next morning, the flying saucers were still above the city. Inside the United Nations, members were discussing the best way to deal with the alien invasion. Lois and Jimmy were outside the planet building, waiting for something new to happen, when suddenly they saw a familiar flash of red, yellow, and blue.
Look!
Yelled Jimmy.
It's Superman!
The Man of Steel lifted one of the ships high above his head, preparing to hurl it back into space. Suddenly, the alien voice spoke again.
Stop, Superman! Do not attempt to harm our ship!
You leave me no choice,
said the hero.
You have attacked my planet.
At that moment, the doors of the mother ship opened, and the voice said,
Enter, Superman, and you will see why we cannot be defeated.
Superman flew straight inside, and the doors slid shut behind him. The crowd below waited anxiously, Lois and Jimmy amongst them. When the figure of Superman at last flew out and down, everyone cheered. News reporters and television cameras swarmed around their hero as he landed. Superman looked down at the ground as he spoke.
My friends, for years I have protected you from every danger, but now I cannot help. These aliens are too powerful for us. We must surrender to them at once, or we will all die.
He finished unhappily. With that, Superman flew off into the sky and disappeared. Back in the Daily Planet offices, Lois said to her editor,
I just can't believe that Superman would give up like that.
If he can't defeat the invaders, what chance do the rest of us have? It looks as though they've won, said Perry White. But in the penthouse of the mighty LexCorp building, one man in Metropolis was not unhappy. A smile danced across Lex Luthor's face as he thought,
At last the world has seen Superman for the paper hero he really is. My plan has worked.
He lifted the phone to speak to his secret laboratory somewhere in Metropolis.
Dr. Howitzer,
he said.
How goes it?
Howitzer was Luthor's chief scientist and engineer.
It's all gone perfectly, he said. But best of all, has been the double.
He looked across at a figure standing stiffly in the corner of his lab. It was the figure of Superman.
Ah, yes, your Superman robot,
said Luthor.
Now that we've destroyed Superman's reputation, we will soon control the world as well.